It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Words 30.
And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
Now see, here also, God knew the name of Mary, and he said to angel, go to Mary. And now he says, Mary, don't be afraid. You have found the favor with God. So God knows about everybody. We are the vessels of God. We should be always ready. When God says do something, no question should be asked. Yes, sir. And that's what we should be doing. Serve your Lord or remember your Lord in your youth. So I gave my youth to the Lord. So the point I'm making, when God is trying to give you something and to make you useful vessel, you should be ready. Let's read verse 31.
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
The angels start telling her, you're going to get pregnant, and you're going to bring forth a Jesus who is called Savior. And he start telling, she didn't say, stop, I don't want to hear. She wanted to hear everything what the angel is saying first. He says, he shall be great, he will be called the Son of the Highest, and he will be taking the throne of David, means he will be king, and all these good things he is telling. Verse 33.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
Now here the angel told her everything. Then he is not only the king, but his kingdom will never end. He is the great king you never saw. And that's the kind of king coming in your womb. And that's the time Mary says, I have never seen the man. Now the people might be saying, why, she is blind or something? No, we are not talking about seeing the man. She was saying she never touched any man. She had no contact with a man, or she was not living a sinful life. So the Mary is saying, I never saw the man, means even though she is engaged with a man, she did not have any physical contact with a man. So how can this happen? Verse 35.
And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Now see here, so many people make mistake. They are thinking the Holy Spirit will come upon you and then this child will be child of the Holy Spirit. No. See what happens in the beginning. When the God was creating the heavens and earth, in Genesis chapter 1 you read, verse 1, the Spirit of God was hovering on earth. When you say Spirit of God, with that time, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they were all in one spirit. They were all in the spirit form, means they were all in a spirit. Now the similar situation happened. Just like the first time they were creating the first Adam. Now this time they are creating the second Adam. Jesus is called the second Adam. So the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, and Holy Spirit were hovering on Mary. And so he said, thus the Spirit of God will overshadow you. Just think that when the sun comes and something under the sun, what happened? You got a shadow. So the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, she was completely surrounded by the Spirit of God. And the Word of God says, now when you read further, when the Mary says, okay, I heard, now he's telling a little bit more story, and he tells the story about Elizabeth, and he tells her she's pregnant, all these things, and is there anything impossible with God? What she's saying, let it be according to thy word. St. John chapter 1 verse 14 we read, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. As soon as Mary said, let it be according to thy word. So the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit were hovering, Spirit of Christ enter into her womb. And so the Jesus Christ became the flesh and dwelt in her womb. And that's what Jesus Christ was born. So here, let's read verse 36.
And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
See, as soon as Mary said, let it be according to thy word, that was not the angel's word, that was the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is Jesus. Jesus is called the word of God. God speaks to us through Jesus. So as soon as she said, let it be according to thy word, that word was Jesus. So Jesus came into her womb and she became pregnant instantly. And she was not even knowing that she is pregnant. When she comes to know? When she goes to see her sister. But we are going to stop here and we are going to pick up this next week. The point I'm making, until the Mary says yes, angel could not go. Angel says, there is nothing impossible with God. Is there anything hard with the Lord or anything impossible with God? Our God can do anything. God made the first man. There was no mother. There was no father. He took a dust and made a man. So there is nothing impossible with God. So as soon as she realized, my sister Elizabeth, she is barren for this many years. If she is pregnant in this kind of situation, I believe it is possible God can make me pregnant. And she said, let it be according to your word. As soon as she says, according to your word, the word became flesh. We have to be available. If Mary would have said, no, not me. I don't want to go through all these things. If I get pregnant and my husband comes to know, he will kill me. Or other people come to know, they will kill me. I'm not ready for this. I don't need it. Go and find another Mary or go find another person. But see, when God wants to use you, what you should say, here I am. I'm available. Use me, Lord. And then God will give you grace to finish the job. We don't have to be afraid when God calls you. Sometimes it feels like an impossible thing. But the word of God says there is nothing impossible with God. So you have to say, Lord Jesus, my job situation looks like a mountain. My financial situation looks like a mountain. How am I going to do it? If God is calling you, God is blessing you, just say, Lord, here I am. Use me. And God will do the rest. Chapter 1. And we are going to start from verse 39. Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 39.
And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord.
Here we see, when the angel gave the message to Mary, Mary left and went to the hill country, the word of God says. She went to see her cousin sister Elizabeth. Why? Because angel told her that Elizabeth is pregnant, and now she is pregnant for 6 months. So Mary wanted to go and see Elizabeth and find out that Elizabeth is pregnant. At that time, Mary didn't know that Mary was pregnant already. She did not tell Joseph. She did not tell anyone. But I think she just went to see the Elizabeth. And the word of God we just heard, as soon as Mary gave some salutation to her sister, Elizabeth, a cousin sister. And the Elizabeth said when she heard the voice of Mary, and she did not just say the voice of Mary, she says, "You are the mother of the Lord." And she was so happy to hear that Elizabeth is saying, "I am the mother of the Lord," means Mary is the mother of the Lord. And she even said, "You are so blessed, and whatever you believed, what the angel said or the Lord says, is going to fulfill." Not only that, when Elizabeth was speaking, she was not speaking with a normal voice. She starts speaking with a loud voice. That means she was prophesying. She was praising God and encouraging Mary that you believed what God said, and the child you are having, that is from the Lord. And then she said, henceforth means from today onwards, people are going to say you are blessed. And she said, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Elizabeth, now she's 6 months pregnant. As we know, she was hiding for 5 months, not telling anyone that she's pregnant. That means when she was pregnant, just think that Mary goes to her house, and when she sees the Mary and hears the voice of Mary, baby leaped in Elizabeth's womb for joy. How does she know her baby is joyful? But she can feel it, that baby did not kick in such a way that she would get hurt, but she felt joy because when baby moves in pregnant lady's womb, they are happy because the baby is alive. And this lady was barren. So when baby leaped for joy, she was so happy. And she started prophesying and glorifying the Lord. Not only that, when Jesus asked the question to some Sadducees and Pharisees, that John's baptism is from the earth or from the heaven, and they didn't have answer. So I see when the baby leaped in her womb, maybe that was the time of John the Baptist's baptism. And that's why he was happy and joyful. And I believe that baby John also heard the voice of Mary, and he was very happy. That's why when we read Luke chapter 1 verse 46, and Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." So the Mary also start rejoicing in the Lord, and see what she says.
"And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts.
He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house.
Okay, now you can see now, Mary is rejoicing. She's praising God. She's glorifying God. And she's remembering what God promised to Abraham. And so she was so happy and joyful and glorifying God, praising God, and thanking God that God is fulfilling his promise he made to Abraham. And the word of God says she stayed there at least 3 months, and she returned back to her own house. Sounded like Mary didn't stay until the baby John is born. But I believe in my heart, when Mary was there for this long, she would have stayed there until the baby is born. So she would have the testimony to tell Joseph or Mary's mother and father and whoever she meets. So their faith also can be challenged. So now Mary comes home.
Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table, and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people.
Okay, now you can see, his name was already given to Zechariah, that his name will be John. But when he was born, an eighth day when they're going for circumcision and they wanted to name the child Zechariah, Elizabeth said, No, his name is not Zechariah, his name is John. And they start thinking there is no person or any relatives of Zechariah, John, why they have to put his name as a John. Then they ask Zechariah, and as you know, he was not able to speak because of his unbelief. But now God loosened his tongue, and he was able to speak. And the word of God says he also was filled with the Holy Spirit and start prophesying. When you say filled with the Holy Spirit, as we learn, all the Old Testament people, when they filled with the Holy Spirit, they filled with the Spirit of Christ. I don't have time to explain to you right now everything. They were prophesying and telling the good news about God and prophesying the future things also. So let's see what the Zechariah is saying.
And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
Now here we see Zechariah filled with the Holy Spirit and rejoicing and start saying, Luke chapter 1 verse 69, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. When you say horn, the horns are given to animal to protect. And so he said, now Jesus Christ is going to be the savior of the world. David was the king, and God has raised the horn of salvation in the David's family. That means Jesus Christ is going to save us from our enemies. And he says, God has already gave this prophecy from the beginning. We read in Genesis chapter 22, verses 17 and 18.
That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
The blessing of Abraham was going to come through his seed, and his seed is Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
So here we see Jesus Christ is called the son of David and son of Abraham. So this prophecy is fulfilling. And so Jesus Christ is coming as the son of David, as the king, and he will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's coming as the son of Abraham. So whatever the God promised Abraham, that promise will come true through Jesus Christ, because he is also seed of Abraham. Let's read further.
And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins.
Here we see Zechariah is remembering the promise or the prophecy is given by Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Zechariah is remembering what the Isaiah said, that this John the Baptist will be preaching about Jesus Christ and making the highway for God, giving the knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. That means he is going to tell people to repent and to be baptized. John the Baptist was not talking about himself, but he was witnessing about Jesus Christ. John the Baptist was not the Savior or any other man before him. He was preaching and telling others about Jesus Christ. We read in the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 12, there is no salvation given by any man, but only through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other Savior. Even the many denominations, many religious people, or many countries and other people are saying they have their own Savior. But the Word of God says there is only one Savior and there is none other. Let's read book of Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
So there is only one Savior, and that Jesus Christ. Book of Luke, chapter 1, and read from verse 78.
Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
See here also, Zechariah is remembering the prophecy. Jesus Christ is the only one. He was tender, merciful, and he was compassionate, came to the people who were dying without God and without Christ, he visited them. And the word of God says they were sitting in the darkness and they were sitting in the shadow of death. That means they were dying without God. And so the word of God says to give them guidance and give them light and give them peace. And that's the reason Jesus Christ came into this world. And Zechariah, quoting the words from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
John the Baptist's father started praising God and glorifying God that prophecy is fulfilling through Jesus Christ. And then he is talking about his son. Luke chapter 1 verse 80.
And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel.
So now the word of God says that Zechariah is talking about his son. He says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto the Israel. Zechariah's son John grew in the spirit of God and the knowledge of God, and his job was the only one. Go and tell people about the plan of salvation, about Jesus Christ. And he was pointing out to the whole world, Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Lamb of God. If you remember, St. John chapter 1 verse 29, we read when the Jesus Christ was coming towards the John the Baptist, John the Baptist start pointing towards Jesus Christ and says, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And he was pointing towards Jesus Christ. So we will be learning more about Jesus and his birth following chapter. Mary started praising God when she heard that she is pregnant and she is going to bring the Son of God into this world, and she started praising and glorifying God. When Elizabeth heard the voice of Mary, and the Holy Spirit also inspired her to say to Mary that what you have in your womb, that is the Son of God. And Elizabeth started praising God. When the John the Baptist heard this story, he also started praising God and glorifying God for Jesus Christ. He said little thing about his son John, but he starts saying great things about the Son of God. So God willing, next week we are going to study Book of Luke chapter 2. Shall we pray?
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.